堂听 class.com。
Well, hello again. Now that you've experimented with the paragraph form of sentence group two, I want you to return to the very beginning of the tape and review everything we've done so far before going on with the lessons on muscle movement. Lesson two, relaxing the lips and front mouth.American English is formed with very little muscle work happening in the lips and the front of the mouth. In so many other languages of Europe, Asia, Africa, and South America, those front mouth and lip muscles do much more work during speech. In these languages, the first thing the mouth muscles do when you're getting ready to speak is to push forward. Now this hardly ever happens at all in American English.Where most of the muscle work is in the back, especially in the back half of your tongue. As a result, the tone or resonance or vibration of American speech focuses in a different part of your mouth. In this lesson, you'll learn to let go of the lips and front mouth muscles. In the next two lessons that follow,you'll create a very specific type of speech movement in the back of your tongue. So get a small mirror or stand in front of a mirror so you can watch the movement in your lips. Begin just by saying the sound, ah. Now repeat the sound several times. Ah, ah, ah. This time, I want you to create the ah sounds.Making sure that you do not push your lips at all, either before or during the sound. Don't even let them go forward a tiny little bit. Make believe that your lips are numb, like you've just gotten a shot from the dentist and you can't really feel them or move them. Try it now a few times. Ah, 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 with no lip movement and no lip feeling.Let me give you another hint. As you begin the ah sound, as you're relaxing your lips completely, try to feel that you're opening your mouth from the back instead of opening it from the front. Don't create the movement in your lips. Instead, let it feel like your jaw is dropping open in the back. Create a fairly big space between your upper and lower teeth in the back as your jaw drops.Straight down. So, try it again. Ah, 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 just letting the jaw fall down in the back. Now, at the same time, also make sure that you aren't pushing your tongue forward when you create the ah sound. Just let your tongue sit down there at the bottom of your mouth as your jaw drops. Ah,Ah, ah, ah. Now we'll go on to the second step. After you've said the ah sound two or three times, go on to say the words one, two, three. As you begin each word, many of you will find that your lips want to push forward. One, two, three. Don't let that happen. Instead,let your jaw drop in the back just like you did on the ah sounds by themselves. Now, it might feel like you can't form the sounds if you don't let your lips come forward. You may find that you're doing one, two, three. Well, you can fix that without pushing your lips. Simply make your tongue, especially the back part of your tongue, do much more moving than it normally does.Ah, ah, one, two, three. Of course, you still have to let your lips open and close. Don't hold them stiffly. One, two, three. Let them open and close, but try not to feel that the muscles in your lips are doing any of the work. Instead, just let it feel like your lips open and close because they're attached to the parts that are moving behind them. Okay, practice this, several more times. Repeat after me. One, two, three. Be careful. Don't even let those lips push forward to form sounds like w on one. Don't do run or do. Just let the lips open and close as the tongue does most of the work. One, two, three. Four, five, six. Be careful, don't produce that F sound by pushing your lip hard against your teeth. Don't do four, five, six. Just touch the lip gently and softly and then let it fall back away from your teeth. Four, five, six. Seven, eight, nine. Once again, feel all of the work and all of the opening coming from the jaw dropping in the back. Don't form the pronunciations with lip movements. Instead, pronounce by moving your jaw and rear tongue. Now count all the way from 1 to 10. Again, try to get the feeling that your jaw is dropping in the back and your tongue is doing the moving. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You try it? Now, shut off the tape and do that count several times, moving your tongue and jaw, but without pushing your lips. Now that you're back, try to create that same feeling on several other words. Let's try the days of the week using the same technique. Monday. Don't push forward, even on the M, not Monday, Monday. Tuesday. Don't push forward just because there's an oo sound, not Tuesday, Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Again, don't let the F make you push your lip. Saturday. Sunday. Now do them again. And be sure to feel the opening in the back. Feel the tongue doing most of the work and the lips only moving up and down without any forward push. This time through, I'd also like you to apply the pitch pattern that we learned in the first lesson. So step down in pitch between the beginning and the end of each word. Repeat after me. Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Feel free to look in the mirror to see if you are still pushing your lips forward, or have someone else listen to you and watch you. Now shut off the tape and practice the days of the week several times. Don't be afraid that your speech will turn out sloppy if you don't push your lips really hard. As long as the lips are opening and closing, and as long as there is active tongue movement, the American English sounds will form very clearly. Now use the same muscle technique to speak the months of the year. Repeat them after me. January. February. Or February, both pronunciations are okay. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Practice this list several times. Then rewind the tape and repeat all of lesson 2 before you go on to the next section of the tape.